Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Outcast Odyssey. It's me, Roman Powell.
It's me, Andrew Brown.
And sadly, our third person here is not here, Aiden Reed. He went to go catch a griffin or something like last
time. Got away.
It did get away. Got out of his yard. And our producer, Hannah Zaitz. And today we're talking about a movie, a Brazilian movie, called Ratatouille. It's by a studio called Video Brinquedo, and it translates to Toyland Video. Andrew, you want to talk about it's shutting down, and I guess the director?
Well, it's director Michel Gabriel. I think the movie may or may not have had a little inspiration off Ratatouille, but sadly, this company was shut down around the mid-2000s, and this company was responsible for other cinematic masterpieces of history, such as, and that'll, that, and that, and etc.
It was very famous for A Car's Life, What's Up, which is not a very good movie, and what was the other one? It was A Bee's Life or something. It was something like that. The direct ripoff of Bee Movie. In a wasp series or something like that.
No, it was about bees. I watched it before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What was your thought? Actually, you know what?
That's for another episode.
Yeah, that is for another episode. Let's save it. The budget for it was about £75,000, which is a lot better since our last movie, which was, what was it, 15,000 US.
It was 14,000 USD.
14 USD. So yeah, let's talk about the story. Would you like to start us off?
Well, it starts off in a restaurant. There's these four customers, and they are yapping in these annoying voices. I'm not even trying to be negative. I had to be at a farther distance, not because I was drawing funny pictures or anything, but because their voices were annoying and they were just yapping.
They were talking for way too long, and their animation, I'm gonna be fully honest, animation was not good. Their mouths, I mean, I'm gonna put this up to the dub for it.
Yeah,
that it was bad.
It was originally in Portuguese, so we have no idea if it was actually good on the mouth or not.
It does not look like it though.
I think the only language that would be well suited with is maybe gibberish.
You know, I think Portuguese will work better though, because it was made in Portuguese. Anyway,
but the way their mouths were moving, it didn't look like any language. It looked like gibberish.
You want to talk about the amazing suit up scenes? Oh yeah, actually, let's talk about that first before we go into detail on it. So, the owner of the restaurant steals food from the human world, which they use in their food, in their rat's food. So when they go out to go get some human food from the restaurant nearby, they have to go suit up. And you wanna give some info on that?
It was the same. This montage happened three times in the movie. Over and it's 4 minutes, I want to say, and it's the same montage. They're just running around in circles, dancing, moving their arms around in goofy Roblox type of movements.
There's the three main characters. I forgot two of their names, but the main character is Marcus, I think. Marcel, you're right. His name's Marcel, and I forgot the other two because they're not very notable, apart from the big green rat, and he says precisely about four times in the movie, and it's the funniest part. It's the best part of the movie. You should, after this podcast, you should go and watch it.
My favorite part of the movie was when they went in the kitchen, and this cat's standing there on all fours. It's like a goofy CGI.
No, alt shoes.
Huh?
The hind legs.
Yeah, it looks like it just stands there normally, and then it's running on hind legs like a troll.
It is running like a troll. It has the exact stance, posture, and look of a troll. It's so fun. It's an actual trip. You guys should get some nice buttered popcorn. Maybe get with the family and put it on the movie, on the movie screen.
They literally, like, the rats were trying to escape with the chocolate, but the cat, like, had a hold on it. And so he let go, and the piece of chocolate dropped on the cat's head. And it made, like, a loud, like, thud.
Yeah, it knocked.
We thought it killed the cat.
It kind of does look like it killed the cat.
It didn't, thankfully.
But, yeah, the four that you were talking about earlier, spoiler for this, are twist villains. Who would have thought? And they're trying to find Marcel's recipes and why his restaurant's doing so good and theirs aren't.
Because their restaurant sucks.
You never see the restaurant, that's why.
They don't have one.
They don't have a restaurant. They're trying to steal Marcel's. And, yeah, one of them eventually walks in on Marcel and the other two stealing a strawberry, which the size changes throughout the movie. And I wish I was joking, but everything is not proportional to a rat. There's a scene where they're in the kitchen and there's a loaf of bread about, so let's say in proportion of a rat, the loaf of bread's about the size of a couch, like a nice two-seat couch, and there's a carrot that's the size of the entire kitchen.
Okay. That's reasonable.
There's also a caterpillar. It's like a dead caterpillar on the counter.
I don't recall this.
Yeah. I made a big deal about it when we were watching it. So they continue to go get food until they almost get thwarted by that beautiful cat.
It looks like a combination between a troll and the first iteration of Bowser Jr.
It is really bad, but it's also so beautiful.
I think his name's like Koopa or something.
Koopa?
Like the little guy.
Little dude. Anyway, it has no neck.
It doesn't
have a neck, and it has Gordon Ramsay's forehead. You know, like when he gets really angry and he gets like the Wi-Fi symbol on his head?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has that forehead. What else? Oh, yeah. Towards the end of the movie, Marcus, befriends the cat with no explanation. He befriends the cat.
Remember, he said it's much easier to strike a deal with a full stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know what he fed the cat because there's nothing on the table that the cat was on.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, the iconic cheese pocket that all rats have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who could forget? What was your favorite line in the movie now that we're pretty much finished?
Yeah, Daddy, I love cheddar.
All right, that is one of my favorite lines, but of course, the highest pinnacle of favoritism of lines in that movie is when the green rat says precisely about four times. He says it as the last line of the movie, which I much like. But yeah, I guess now, what would we rate this movie out of 10?
Didn't I give The Amazing Bulk like a 3 out of 10 because I was feeling generous?
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 10. If we're going by honest review.
Honestly, I'd give this one like a 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I would.
It's not as long, so it's not like as insufferable of a watch as The Amazing Bulk, I think.
It uses actual 3D rendered areas too and not just stock footage. I'd give it, I'm feeling nice today. I'd give it 4.5 Benedict Cumberbatches out of 10. So, I mean, now that we got that out of the way, I guess it's time for us to go. I mean, thank you for listening. This has been Roman Powell.
It's been Andrew Brown.
Sadly, our griffin-loving man, Aiden Reed, is not here.
I did hear word that the griffin has been caught. He's on his way back, but he's still going to miss the episode.
That's unfortunate. And we'd like to give a thanks to our producer, Hannah Zaitz. Thank you.